as a musician or a songwriter, you send your work out into the world and you don't really know where it goes. Often people will buy albums and pass them on, and I'm often amazed and delighted at how far the songs have traveled. And I do get stories back from people who say, I was at an environmental camp working to stop the destruction of an old growth forest, and we sang your song Requiem, or at a women's conference that they sang Here's to the Man, or Man's Job, or one of the other feminist songs, or having people come up and say, what you said to me about this made me take a course, or inspired me to go and stand in front of the bulldozers myself, or get in a picket line. I occasionally get stuff back, get letters and emails from people who tell me they've been inspired. Certainly many from listening to the Light album told me that songs on that album helped them personally get through hard times. It's just a delight when you get feedback like that, because you feel often that you're working in isolation and you don't know if you're having any effect. So it helps keep me going when I get those letters and when I get some kind of indication that this can make a difference. And other than that, I guess we just send our best work out into the world and hope that on some level it changes things, whether on a spiritual level or a practical level of inspiring activism, or just maybe putting a new idea out there that might change someone's mind down the road.
Well, it is very clearly inspirational music, and I'm just so thankful for it. And I'm especially thankful that you joined us for Spirit in Action.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you again, Eileen. I'm going to send you out, everybody, with one more of Eileen's song. It is Here's to the Men from her Elements CD.
Here's to the men with the vision to see, with equality everyone gains. So here's to their courage, and here's to their truth, and their part in the breaking of chains. Oh. Boys are brought up from the time they are small to believe that they've got to be tough. And they're taught not to cry, and they're trained not to feel, for they're told that it's womanish stuff. And they're taught on the TV that women exist for the pleasure and service of men. And they see in their schools that the men are in charge, so they're taught this again and again. So here's to the men with the vision to see, with equality everyone gains. So here's to their courage, and here's to their truth, and their part in the breaking of chains.